Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I'm here, so I'm not dead, because I'm here. I'm engaged with reality.
I'm talking sugar. This is not reality.
Remember, you can travel the Feyline.
What? Eggsy? I thought you were dead.
Nope. I was trying to call Morrigou so Morrigou could possess your body so that you could stay alive. But now you just woke up.
I thank you?
I hear two morons who apparently are distracted at the moment after fighting for absolutely no reason.
Oh, you want to see a cool new trick I learned?
What the hell? I heard that Celine isn't the real Celine, but an evil clone. Who wants to help me kill it?
Yeah. This is how we get the leverage for the Union.
Hello? Hello, Mother Speckly?
Why is there nobody here?
Loxon, you have to help me.
A book begins to form.
Call your weapon.
There was a book, and it was Vlad's book, and I said, Ego Plebium, and I was suddenly here. I don't even know where I am.
There's a chance if he visited me, Morrigou may not be able to follow.
We open outside the Temple Idris, and a book is laying half open on the ground. No one is in sight as a sound builds in the air, and the wind halts and the trees stop rustling. As time pauses for a millisecond and there's a popping sound, and Darcy appears, a little singed at the edges, but overall in good health, standing on top of the book.
Oh! Laszlo? Laszlo?
Darcy, I'll be right there! I'm fighting off some flying alligators!
What?
Get back! Get back! Don't hurt me! No, get off the flowers! Oh god! No, stay away! Darcy, run!
Ah!
Run! Alligators flying!
What is going on?
We are here to collect you to be part of an experiment.
Who are you?
I am Steve. And I am Bob. We are the flying alligators.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, they're flying alligators. Okay, I'm just going to stand behind you if that's okay, Darcy.
Laszlo, do you know these flying alligators?
Yes, that one's Steve. I believe that one is Bob.
No, I'm Bob. He's Steve.
Sorry, that one is Bob.
Did you know them before? Today?
No, they just showed up in the garden. They were trying to find you.
Yeah, we're here to collect someone for a scientific experiment. We're looking for a, what was the name again? Oh, yeah, it's Darvin. We're looking for a Darvin.
No, that's not me.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, well, we are so embarrassed. Here's a couple gold pieces for the garden.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, we'll just head out. And have any of you heard of a Darvin?
No.
No?
No. Well,
no.
Maybe we're on the wrong continuum. Again, that happens from time to time.
No big deal.
But wait.
What?
If you fly,
mm-hmm.
Do you sometimes take passengers to go long distances?
Dolphin, what are you saying?
Well, I don't know. Couldn't they help us get to where I need to go, which is back to Selene's castle?
Oh, right, the castle.
Wait, did you say Selene?
Yes, the goddess of the moon.
Okay, we're out.
Why?
We're not messing with Selene. She's the goddess of the moon. She's powerful.
Well, she's not that powerful, is she?
She turned us into flying alligators, so I'd say, yeah, she's pretty damn powerful.
You make a good point.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
Well,
would you know of a way, people wanting to pay homage, like us, would you know of a way we could get to her special ice castle?
Carrying our weapons.
Well, no. What he means to say, not our weapons, our sacraments. That's what he meant to say.
Oh, I thought you said for me to go get my weapons.
Those look like weapons to us.
No, they're holy.
They're holy?
They're holy relics.
They look pretty full to me.
They're holy relics that we are bringing to Selene.
Because if they were holy, they would have holes in them.
Yes.
Right? It's a double meaning on the word holy. Holy can also mean of religious or spiritual importance.
Your voice has changed.
That's because I'm Bob and he's Steve, I think it was. Look, anyway, we gotta go. Just
okay. Find would you like a sandwich for the road?
Yeah, of course we want a sandwich for the road.
Well, I'll put it on the ground. Okay. Holy, sorry. Second.
Nice mustard. Okay, but what you want to do is find some fairies to help you.
Yes, well, that makes sense.
That's the answer.
Okay.
That's a much better offer. Okay, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Marisa King, and Carter Siddle. Episode 24, Diamonds and Diversions.
We cut to late at night. There's a campfire going. We are a few miles from the tree, and Darcy is sitting staring into the fire, somewhat forlornly, as Lasbo finishes setting the packs all together and setting out the bedrolls.
So, Lasbo.
Yes, the hope right there. Oh, yeah.
Do you know how to make those transporter things that you smash on the ground? You know, do you gather materials around here? And do your people know how to create them? Maybe we could do that.
You know, we basically got them from Mother Speckly. She gives them and tells us. She opens the portals for us.
Right. Okay.
Sorry.
I just don't think we're going to be able to walk back to the castle. That's not a great idea.
Oh, I know. I just don't know what else to do. I did give you the good bedroll, though.
That's very kind of you, Lasbo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am pretty tired.
Yeah, it's been a long day for you.
And for you, really.
Yeah, those flying alligators.
Ugh. Yeah, that was very odd.
I wish there was more I could do. I'll stay up on the first watch if you want to get some rest.
That'd be great. You don't happen to know of any face stones around here, do you?
Yeah, there's a face stone.
You do know where a face stone is?
Yeah, there's a face stone.
Well, I think we need to get to the face stone.
I thought we were going to the castle.
Well, I don't think we can get to the castle without a face stone.
Oh, so we should go to the face stone.
I think we should go to the face stone.
Right now?
Well, I think we should because, frankly, the prophet could be in big trouble right now at this very moment.
But then I have to put the bedrolls back.
Well, I'll help you.
Okay. Okay. All right. I just made it just for you. I was hoping.
Well, we could still eat the marshmallows.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll eat the marshmallows.
Okay, we'll eat the marshmallows, and then we'll put the bedrolls
away. And then we'll
away.
Put the bedrolls away, and then we'll walk to the face now.
Right. It's only about 3 weeks walking.
Okay. Well, we better get started then.
Okay. After the marshmallows.
After the marshmallows.
Okay.
Darcy and Lasbo are walking along a trail in a new direction. It is hot. The sun is beating down. It feels like they have been walking for many days, because they have, when they come across an unexpected person at the side of the road ahead.
Are there any more marshmallows?
No, we ate all the marshmallows last, but there's only a little bit of water left.
We used to drink it. I don't need water as much.
Really? Are you sure? Your skin's turning a bit purpley.
Yeah, I'm just saying that. You used to drink it, though.
No, no. Here, we'll share it. Let's... Wait, who's that up ahead?
Yeah, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
I am in need of assistance.
Well, we can't really assist much. We barely have anything to offer.
You do not have anything?
I have some mustard.
Mustard. I would enjoy the mustard. I have not eaten in several days.
Well, if you have some mustard, Lasbo, to spare, I guess.
Okay. Do you want sparkly, striped, or just plain mustard?
Sparkly and striped? You must be some sort of wizard. Sparkly and striped mustard? Yeah. I just know regular yellow mustard.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a wizard, but you know, I am working on it, you know.
You're working to become a wizard? You're the most impressive people I have ever met. I am merely a humble portal salesman.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Well,
thank you, because I have been really working on myself and improving.
Quite impressive.
No, that's Lasbo, that's good.
I have other kinds of mustard I can make, too, if you're interested.
Did you learn this from a spell book of some sort?
No, some Egerton, he's this little fae, and he teaches us how to make mustard.
So, we actually have a fair bit of mustard in our pack. And
very good. You can spare some.
We'd be willing to trade it, actually, for, say, a portal?
Oh, now you're just making fun of me like all the others.
No.
I keep telling people, I know portal technology. And they say, you're crazy. And then they start throwing things. I've been ejected from the last 17 villages.
No, we don't think you're crazy. We'd like to hear more about these portals.
Look at me. I'm wearing gloves for shoes. I have seen better days.
But you could be in a lot of mustard if you show
mustard.
Us your portal technology.
All right. So what happens is I have these sticks.
Uh-huh.
They're twined together in a big circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you lean it against something. And you just run. You just run through the circle, and then you wind up wherever you think.
It sounds amazing. It sounds like what we've been looking for.
Well, has it ever actually worked?
17 different villages chased me out. I have many holes in my back from spears and sharp objects.
Could you perhaps give us a demonstration?
It's very simple. So, it's very delicate. Don't touch it!
Sorry.
All right. So, you just lean it here. Mm-hmm. You need to keep the big circular thing in the middle open for entry.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, I'm backing up.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just going to run at it as hard and as fast as I can. One.
Okay.
And two.
Yeah.
And three. Portal!
Wait, Dusty, where did he go?
I think he's just on the other side of it.
Yeah, look, I'm somewhere else now. I am on the other side.
I thought for a minute he actually did.
It's because he ran around the tree.
Oh,
so I wanted to be on this side of the tree. That's what I was thinking. And now I'm here.
I want to do it next.
Okay, you do it now.
Lasbo, though. Yeah. Think of the tree. Think of Temple Idris when you run.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now you're very big, so you're going to want to try to get as small as possible so you can fit in between these branches. Yeah, that's good. I've only built the one. I'm going to need to build bigger ones for people of your size. All right,
I just think of the tree.
You just
think of the tree.
And then you
run. The circle.
Yes.
I miss the circle so much. Okay, one, two, three, circle!
Yes, pretty good.
So, where is he?
I don't know the location you were talking about.
Wait a minute. This couldn't have actually worked. And I run around the tree. I run a few meters in each direction. Lasbo? I think your portal worked.
Yeah, I make portals.
Wait, let me see. What have you made this out of?
It's just sticks.
No, but I've never seen sticks like these.
Sticks for a special tree.
It's not any tree I've ever known.
It's just probably just the one.
Wow, I think I need this portal. Well, wait, I don't even need this portal. I just need to run through this portal. This is incredible.
Wait a second. So now you know that my portal works.
Yes.
And you're just offering mustard.
Well,
what else? I am wearing gloves and shoes. You have to give something else now. Mustard was for your friend. Friend is gone. So now you have to give something else for portal running.
Well, the problem is that Lasbo had all the mustard.
Oh, well, you do not have a portal now.
No.
Good day to you, madam.
Wait, I have other things to offer you. Wait, and I scrabble around in my pack. Ooh, look.
What do you have?
What about this shiny...
Show me what you have!
What about this shiny apple?
Oh, it's like food.
It's like food, but it's not food.
Oh, no, I want food!
Oh, really?
Look at me! I'm starving to death!
Wait! Why can't you just use your own portal to run to a market square where you can get as much food as you want? You must come from a village that you know of where there's people selling their... You must...
17 different villages! I've been horribly beaten by so many unbelievers! And now you just told me I should just use... Get out of my way, woman! I'm going to go portal myself into the finest buffet restaurant!
Yes,
okay.
Go!
Buffet restaurant! Buffet restaurant! Buffet restaurant! Run!
That's incredible. I cannot believe our luck. All right, Celine. Here I come, and I grab the book close, and I clutch my satchel, and I run at the portal, thinking of Celine's ice palace and the clearing outside of it.
We see Egerton standing, his hands outstretched, as a matrix of light and streams of energy branch off in every direction. Silhouettes of fey stones across universes lighting up as he shifts his attention. An insane maze and network of connections. But he has no idea which one is the right one.
Eeny, meeny, miny, sho. Catch a goddess by the toe. If she hollers, let her go because you're probably causing discomfort and that's not very friendly. Eeny, meeny, miny, that's the one. I can tell because it looks exactly like all the others.
Oh, it's you!
You again!
You're not even a real fae.
I'm a fae, you're not a fae.
No, I said you're not a real fae. Of course you're a fae, you're just not a real fae.
What's the difference between a fae and a real fae?
Well, I can go where I need to go.
I can go there too.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
All right, I'll just go now.
Okay, see you later.
You know where you're going, right?
I totally don't need any assistance or guidance from unusual people who happen to show up in my path.
Okay, I'll go tell Celine you're lost.
Okay, but if you were going to go to Celine, which fae stone would you take?
I told you.
Okay, well, why don't you just go? I'll sit here and look the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch which fae stone you go to.
Right. Well, I'm going to go a different way.
Okay, I trust you. I don't think you're trying to manipulate me.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the wrong face stone.
I don't believe in reverse psychology.
I believe in reverse psychology. I'm going to go to the right face stone.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to the double dutch disco face stone.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna go there first.
You know what? I don't know why we're so acrimonious all the time.
No reason. I don't find you attractive at all.
Well, you know, I think that you're pretty neat. And I think that we should probably go and have tea sometime.
Really?
Yeah, why not? At the very least, we can be friends. And if there's something else, there's something else.
Maybe sometime, but I'm going to go to the wrong place now.
Okay, you go to the wrong place, and I won't follow you there, and then later we won't meet up for tea.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't follow me.
Okay, I'm not going to follow you.
Okay.
Okay, you go.
Okay, you watching?
Yeah, just don't leave that trail of sparkles behind you.
But you're watching.
Okay.
Paying attention.
Okay, go.
Okay, here we go.
Blatt and his two security personnel step into a massive ice cave. The walls gleam and reflect with facets as if there are 100 of them entering when it's really just the three. In the center of this magnificent cave is a very large blue diamond that is the size of a house. And it gleams with a strange light. And in the far, far recess, barely lit by this blue light, is a throne. And on that throne sits a figure with their head on their hand, waiting.
And then he flipped the table on me. Can you believe it?
No, I think you flipped the table on me, actually.
No. This was the last time. You were having a mood and you were flipping tables.
Yeah, I may have. But, you know, I think as co-stewards,
yeah,
we should, like, maybe just, you know, focus right
focus.
Now.
Focus. All right.
Because
right,
so we got to figure out if this is the real Celine or the fake Celine.
Yeah, and what's the test again, new friend?
The only thing you need to worry about is whether this Celine can be killed.
Right.
Right.
Because if she can be killed, not a goddess, fake Celine.
All right, let's do it. Let's
no,
just.
But,
what?
No, just a crazy thought. But if she is the real goddess, she'll just like smoke us instantly.
But would she?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, she work for her.
She probably want to toy with us a bit first.
Oh, yeah, she likes to toy with her prey, actually.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Okay, so if she kills us right away, it's not Celine.
Right, and we should have killed her.
Yeah, and if we kill her, it's not Celine.
Right.
But if we can't kill her and she doesn't kill us right away.
But kills us slowly.
Slowly with a lot of terror.
Yeah.
A lot of terror involved.
Yeah.
Then that's really Celine.
Right. In which case, we should present our demands for the union.
Well, not until we kill the fake Celine, because that's the leverage we need.
Right.
Right. So what we need to do is try and kill this person.
Yeah.
And if they die, then we were right. If they kill us...
I'm getting confused.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. Give me my sword.
Okay. With a scabbard or without?
No, we left the scabbards behind, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to take my sword. I'm going to go stab her.
Okay.
If, you know, she's unhappy about that,
yeah,
then maybe it's not really
fake. I'm
just
getting a really bad feeling about this.
Oh, it's fine. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to walk up to her.
Well, it's going to take you a while, but all right, we'll
okay,
watch.
Okay, I'll do a light jog.
Okay.
I've been doing cardio on my off days.
All right.
Okay, ready?
So yeah, you think this is gonna work?
No, keep it.
I think I read it.
It's a long way. Keep going.
So, Blatt-a-Mixel, you're sure about this?
I am absolutely sure that this is going to keep us out of immediate danger.
Okay. Oh, he's about a quarter of the way there.
So, do you guys have any other co-workers around who might want to help us with this little experiment?
Well, Star, but Star didn't want to.
Star didn't want to, no.
Yeah, there's
a little crack in the ice.
Sorry. I was just expecting more people to be around. You know, it's a big castle.
It is. Well, we're just first shift, so there would be a second shift coming on soon.
Oh, well, yeah. When would that happen?
I don't know when they show up.
Hey, did I leave my puffer with you?
Yeah, no, I have it here.
Oh, okay, I should come back and get that.
Yeah, no, I got it right here.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Okay. Sorry, you were saying...
I was just wondering when the second shift, because you seem to know that there's a second shift.
Yeah.
So when does the first shift end?
Well, has it ever yet? Okay. When they're supposed to.
Okay. I just needed my puffer.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Here.
Okay.
You want me to hold that?
It's just one more. Okay, yeah, here you go.
Yeah,
thanks.
Hold it
thanks.
For you.
Okay. Now I'm going
you
back.
You always lose it.
Yeah, I'm always losing
okay,
that.
Yeah, go. Okay,
I'm off now. Okay, I'm back.
You made it to the diamond. Keep going.
Rothgun! What are you doing? I brought your lunch for you, and you weren't there.
Hi, Gromexel.
Don't call me Gromexel in front of guests. You call me Mummy.
Yes, Mummy.
Or Mumsy.
Yes, Mumsy.
Or Mumumu.
Mumumu, yes, I don't like saying that.
Now,
in front
why
of...
is Go running so hard with his crazy. Asthma?
But
Go!
We...
It's lunchtime!
No, I gotta go stab this fake Celine.
Go,
first.
Come here, stabbing later!
Oh,
okay, lunch
I'll be right
now!
There.
Sorry, Mumsy. Oh, Mumsy, this is our new friend, Doxamil.
Close enough.
What do you mean, friend?
Oh, he's helping us start a union.
I told you, no unions!
I know, Moms, I know.
No unions, that get us in trouble!
Yes, Moms.
You eat your lunch, you do your work,
yes,
and we go, and we eat our stew at night.
Yes, Moms.
Hi, Bobby.
Oh, Go, how are you feeling? You look terrible.
Well, I ran most of the way there, and then I remembered I need my puffer, and I gave it to him because I always lose it. So I ran back, and I used my puffer. And then I started to run back to stab, and then you came with lunch.
Why are you running?
Because it's far, and it's bad. We just got to get there. I'm not supposed to tell her about the stabbing?
No.
Oh.
Who are you two stabbing now?
Well, we're just stabbing each other.
See? Yeah. See? 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 I'll stab him.
Okay, I know. You do that yesterday, too. That's okay. Now... Who's this one? The red one with the horns.
He's our new friend.
There are not supposed to be any friends here.
Bithismal.
No, no union.
No union?
No.
But we're starting a union.
No unions. Now, what did Star say about this?
Well,
Star should not have let you through
the doorway. Star was very friendly and thought it was a great idea.
Star is never very friendly.
Well, that's why it was so great.
Oh, you two are up to say, you red one. What are you doing with my boys?
Well, madam, I have it on good authority that the employer of your boys might actually be an evil clone.
You mean the holy goddess?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, see, that's what we're doing, Mom. We're going to prove that she's a clone or not a clone. And then, yeah, that's what we're...
Well, because, see, if we kill her, then she was fake. And then Celine's going to reward us.
Yeah.
There's no clone.
What are you talking about?
How do you know?
I know because 20 villagers were sacrificed this morning by Celine herself. That's no clone. That's Celine.
Or is that a clone just trying to fit in?
Oh, that's some solid logic right there.
The only way you can tell she's a clone is if we kill her.
No, that sounds stupid.
But wait,
she could always be a clone.
But if we try and kill her and she doesn't die... Then she's real, and we verified it. That's the scientific process, is to form a hypothesis.
Oh, I know. I should have never sent you boys to that three-day school.
I know.
You mix me up, and I don't always understand what you're saying.
Oxford comma, exactly.
Oh, go. None of that now. Oh. No more of that. Here, eat your sandwiches.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Mom.
While I think about this a minute.
Okay. Oh, horseradish, my favorite.
Why do you, horn person, want to start a union with my sons? You don't work here.
But madam, I think you'll find that most places are happier once they unionize. Increased wages, dental,
Benefits, Mom, benefits.
Dentals. But this would fix my cracked laurel. See, I showed you the cracked laurel and it was hurting.
Yeah, if you wouldn't keep biting your brother.
Yeah, but he pushed me.
The fang coming out? Yeah, Mom, on your face?
Yeah, I don't like the fang.
We could make sure that you stick with only 5 boils instead of 6.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone else who comes and talks of unioning, they get killed.
Well, yeah, I know.
But that's why we need the leverage of stabbing the fake Celine,
yeah, Celine
to show
happy.
Real
kill,
Celine. Yeah,
the fake Celine.
But what if there is no fake Celine?
Then Celine will see our initiative in trying to protect her realm.
Oh, and you move up in world.
Yeah.
And I don't just have to live in the cave.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could take Star's place.
We could take 2 caves.
Oh, yes. We could take 3 caves.
We could get more magazines.
I do want my boys to have career fluidity, you know, to move up in the world.
And as someone who lives with them, you would also get the health benefits.
Oh,
there you go. Okay, what do you say, Mumsy? Should I go? Should I go? Should I go test this?
I'm nervous for you. You get hurt so much with the flipping of the tables all the time.
Well, I don't flip the tables.
You always flip the tables.
You both flip the tables.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, you know, that's just, you have to express yourself.
I don't think you should go with your Ozma.
Okay, why don't you go and I'll stay here.
Okay,
here's the sword.
Okay,
there you go. It's the ice sword. No scabbard.
I'll be right back, guys.
Okay, wait. Can I have my puffer first?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'll keep that in my pocket.
Now, madam, how long has it been since you've been in the workforce?
Oh, I never worked. My man worked, but I always sit at home with boys, make stew.
But it's choice of Mumsy. Mumsy
yeah,
capable
oh, yes,
of
I
working.
I love it.
Yeah,
oh,
she chooses.
Absolutely.
I'm halfway there, guys.
Okay, good boy. He didn't have his sandwich before he started running.
And he forgot his puffer.
Oh, well, he doesn't need it as much as you.
True.
This might actually be a golden opportunity for you to work with your boys on this endeavor. How are you with the sword?
I'm pretty good.
Oh, Mumsy's being bashful. She taught us everything we know about swords.
Well, I prefer battle axe.
True. She likes the double-sided.
Yeah.
Because that way, when you pull it out of one person you chopped, you can immediately put it into someone else to chop.
Take that, fake Celine!
I didn't quite hear what he was saying. I should go check it out.
What? No, I don't know. That sounded bad.
No, I think he was, like, celebrating. That was a battle cry.
Really?
Yeah, that was a battle cry.
I can never tell. They all sound the same.
Okay, I'll go check it out.
Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm winning. What? I don't know the difference.
I know. It's we try. But okay, I'll go, maybe if someone paid for the 4th day of school. But anyway, I'll go and I'll check it out and I'll report back soon, okay?
All right.
You two keep company here and you be nice to Mumsy.
Oh,
I've got my eye on you.
Absolutely.
All right, here I go.
Okay.
Oh, wait, Mumsy, before I go, can you hold my puffer? I don't want to lose it.
Okay, I
will.
Here
you go. Okay.
So I don't know if there were any battle axes around. Is there an extra
No, mine's
sword?
Back in my cave.
Oh, I see.
I had it bronzed.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
That must look very nice.
It's very nice. It hangs over the fire pit.
Ah, very good. Very good.
Ah. Oh, Mumsy. Oh, how are you boys doing?
I don't know. Go is going to check on Hrothgar now.
They're still alive. That's better than I expected. Oh,
okay.
Hello. What's your name?
Okay, Celine, I'm going to get you now, and I'm just going to...
Oh, there we go. That's what I was expecting.
Well, you have smiley face that I don't like. Why do you smile like that?
Oh, your boys had this great plan, Mumsy. They were going to go and kill Celine. So I let them in.
No, fake Celine they were going to kill.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, yeah, no, right. Fake Celine.
I don't know why this one smiles like that all the time. It's like she says some one thing, but she means another. I don't understand it.
Oh, so confusing.
Yes, it is.
I think
Star is against the idea of you re-entering the workforce.
Oh, yes, I so am.
Well, that does not sound very progressive. My boys tell me that someone like me couldn't get back into the workforce, regardless of my age.
Oh, yes, no, you should unionize. You should speak to Celine about that right away.
No, I don't like that. But you, Horn Boy, I see you have wing things. Why don't you fly over there? That seems to make more sense.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That sounds like a lovely idea.
Well, go see what my boys are doing and take them their sandwiches.
Sure, just hand over the sandwiches. It was worth a shot.
And Blatt flies off towards Celine's throne.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and I just want to say, wow, thank you for everyone that's listening. We saw a big jump in numbers after coming back from our break, and that was so awesome. And we're super excited to have Egerton back with us. Before we go on, I want to give a shout out to some old timers that have been with us for forever, and that means so much to us. So first off, to Joshua Goldsmith, thank you. Stephen Smith, you live with us. Super awesome. You're supporting us. You're our roommate. David Reinstrom, unbelievable to have you here with us. Thank you. Marion Momo, who's done so many of the awesome illustrations of End of Time crew. Can't imagine being here without you. And Evil Kitten Productions, the creators of Jack Tracer and one of my favorite shows, Project Nova. Love everything they do. And thank you so much for being with us. And it's also time to give some shout outs to some new subscribers, some new patrons, some new supporters, some new super awesome people. My apologies if I get any of these names wrong. Lucas Oster, thank you. Phoebe Caradori, amazing, thank you. October Isle, super awesome to have you here with us. Stephanie Cheshire, thank you. Magdalena Pluinska, I hope I said that right. Crafty Druid and Chris Bauer, thank you so much for coming on and becoming a patron. It means that we can continue to create more of this content. And speaking of more content, End of Time is continuing on. We're going to get you right back to the show. But we're also about to launch a new podcast. So just going to tease you here. Civilized is an entirely improvised dark comedy sci-fi that launches, well, basically by the time you listen to this, I think it'll have launched or shortly thereafter. Shortly coming up. It's coming soon, sometime. Eli's not looking at me, so I have no idea when. Anyways, let's get you back to the show. Thank you all so much. And here we go.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Okay, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for coming to the table today. As we all know, fans have been a little upset that Michael has never looked at nor read his character sheet.
It's not fair.
So today, Michael, we're here to help you. Now, you set a goal, I don't think it was fair, of 500 signatures.
500.
Right. So I think we're at what percentage, Carter?
6.
Right. So what I thought is to show the table your commitment, Michael.
My commitment.
You would read 6% of your character sheet today. And if people want to go to patreon.com/albasalix and donate or leave us a comment showing their support, we'll make sure the link, go to otherbothers.com. We'll put the link there so people can sign this and maybe we can get to a little further. Does that sound good for everyone?
Okay. 6% of it.
6%.
All right. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
All right. Flightless Fairy Druid, level 3. XP. Name, Egerton.
What, you didn't tell us how much XP.
Oh, 3 checkboxes.
Thank you.
Appearance. That's roughly 6%. Feel like this mid-roll is falling apart from underneath us.
No, it's better than the last one.
See? We cut to a small shack. Outside, it is snowing, and a blizzard is forming, and the wind is roaring and whistling through the trees and gaps. And Darcy appears, stepping out of a shimmering circular portal with a somewhat surprised look on her face. The ice castle is off in the distance, gleaming in the setting sunlight.
I can't believe it! It worked! I'm here! I'm exactly where I need to be! But it's taken so long, Egerton and Black could be, who knows where, they could already be dead. I have to get to that spot that we were at, or I have to get to the castle. I better just start towards the castle. And I start running in the direction of the castle.
Okay. So, as you are approaching the castle, you see a drawbridge, and you see two fae standing at the drawbridge, each with a large pike weapon with a gleaming silver tip.
Oh, halt there!
Hello. I am here as a supplicant to the Grand Selene, goddess of all things bright and shiny.
Not a fae. Yeah, not a fae.
Well, no, I didn't say I was a fae. I'm a supplicant. It's more important that I'm not a fae, because this means I'm someone new coming to your fold.
Suspicious. A lot taller than us. Don't like it.
Nope. Yep. No, you gotta be a fae to get in.
Really? You don't let anyone else in ever?
Well, Celine's in there.
Yeah, she's... Oh, the ice monster.
Oh, yeah, the ice monster. Yeah, that's true. That's,
well, I'm kind of like an ice monster. Well, I'm taller than you.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, you just said that you wouldn't let me in because I was taller than you, but you let the ice monster in.
The ice monster is taller than us.
Wait, well now, is she an ice monster?
No, I'd be covered in ice.
Oh, yeah, no, you're
I'm
right.
Not a monster. Oh, right. I want to come and show Celine how much I worship her and appreciate her. I'm sure she would want that.
Maybe you could just leave her a note or pray to her. Oh, yeah, she likes that.
Yeah. Or offer her your unborn child.
Do you have any of those?
Well, I do have unborn children, absolutely.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, she likes that.
Promise her all of them.
Oh, yeah.
But couldn't I do that in front of her?
Oh.
Or near her?
You want to be near Celine?
Well, yes, I want to bask in her presence.
See, this sounds okay, but then you gotta think, why are we here guarding? Like, maybe we're supposed to keep people from going in?
Well, you're supposed to keep people who mean harm to Celine going in, of course.
Oh,
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah, checks. Yeah, that's, that yeah, checks. That's
true. I would have guards too. I mean, if I was a goddess, I'd be very afraid of people wanting to take my throne or wanting to take my fairies or wanting to take my gold.
You want to take the
throne? No, but I'd be afraid of that, and so I'd put guards. But if people came who wanted to be nice to me and tell me how great I was and pray to me, well, I'd want those people to be let through immediately.
You see, they should have brought this up in training.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what to do here. Normally it's just like, Hoot, you don't come here, and they run away.
Yeah, yeah, people usually ran away pretty good.
Well, if you were in charge, and you put two really good guards out on your, you know, drawbridge.
Really good.
Oh, yeah, very
like
good.
The best guards you could find, and you train them really good, what would you tell them to do in this situation?
I would say, in this situation, you should let this new supplicant through. Because obviously I'm no threat to anyone. Look at me, I'm scrawny, I have a bag, I have no weapons on me.
Yeah.
I even have this book that Celine would love to have. It's an ancient book she doesn't have in her collection, I bet.
Oh, free book!
Oh yeah, what's the title?
The title is Ode to the Moon and Back.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
It's relevant.
Yes, I think Celine would like that book.
I'm sure she would. I would let me through, but let me tell you, if anyone who was mean to you or had big weapons or something came to this drawbridge, don't let them through.
No.
You should be looking out for them. In fact, you want to look out right now. You want to keep an eye out just in case.
Are they coming?
Okay, well, they might be, but I think you better focus on that.
Yeah. Okay, quick, get out of our way. We can't see.
Absolutely.
Get inside.
You guys are doing a great job.
I'm
Thank you.
I'm going to look towards the left. You look towards the right.
Wait, our right or the right of the approacher?
Our right looking at a potential approacher.
Okay, but if I'm on the right and you're on the left, who's looking straight ahead?
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so, okay, you go in, find a third guard,
put
them out here,
right,
and then we'll each man three stations.
Okay, and you can separate yourself into three in the meantime.
What?
Oh, you can't do that?
What? You can do that?
No, I just thought you could do that.
Well, how can I do that?
I don't know. You're a fae.
You're not a fae?
Oh, shit.
Okay, Egerton?
Hello?
Where do we find Egerton and Perry?
Talking over chai lattes.
I really must say I like this cafe.
Isn't it nice? I mean, they talk a lot about deer for some reason, but they've got star right in the name, so I thought it would be a nice place for us to go hang out.
Yeah, it's actually quite nice. I like the scones.
As long as they're not too heated or like overcooked or anything, that would just be gross.
It's quite nice.
Yeah. Me about, do you have any siblings?
What? What'd you say?
Your siblings. You have like older brothers or sisters, younger?
Yeah, about 300.
Oh, yeah. That's so about average size. That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm sort of in the middle-ish.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
What about you?
In my time, Faye, you're just kind of one at a time now. It's
oh my God.
It's a little sad, yeah.
I'm so sorry I made fun of you not flying. I mean, I just never seen a Faye that didn't fly.
Well, sometimes, you know, when we see something unusual, it's easier to laugh at it than to try and understand it.
Yeah.
But you know what? You've got very pretty eyes and a handsome smile, and I'm glad we're doing this.
Me too.
But, you know, we've been here a couple hours, and I should probably go look for my friends. We've had a great conversation.
Yeah. I don't want to hold you up. It's over. It's cool.
Yeah, no,
cool,
but cool. Here, I'll tell you what.
No,
tell
totally.
You. No, here's the code for my iced tea.
What?
So we've got these devices. They're called iced teas, and you can use them to communicate.
Oh, you're going to give me your code?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my code. So then, you know, you can go get an
really
iced tea.
Your code?
Yeah, of course it is. I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, okay.
So you go get an iced tea, right? You can probably pop up into Paradox.
Here's a bit of my hair.
Ooh.
You can use that to talk with me.
Oh, okay. So
it's really my hair, too.
Oh, nice. I need to go and find my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going to give you a call later.
Yeah,
all right, and we're going to do this again.
Yeah, okay.
All right, maybe we'll go for a walk too next time.
No, sure.
I heard about, remember that forest where we met?
Yeah.
Why don't we go for a walk there?
Okay.
All right, we'll get some tea to go. We'll go for a walk there.
I love that one tree.
You keep going around it.
Yeah.
But you're never around it.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
It is.
Okay. But I do need to go help my friends. They're probably going to be mad that I'm late.
No, I know.
You know, I'm kind of the leader.
Taking too much of your time.
I'm the leader, so they kind of expect me to be there.
Okay.
But okay. Well, it was nice to see you. May I give you a hug?
Or a kiss?
Oh, okay. Very nice. Okay, it was great to see you.
I'll talk to you soon, lover boy.
Okay. Oh, my. Oh, okay. It's okay. Okay. Whew. All right. So I can do a faith thing and off I go.
You're still sitting there.
Okay, that didn't work.
Because you're not at a faith stone.
Oh,
the
right.
Face stone near the cafe was a 10-minute walk.
Oh, look, I'll go for a walk. It's nice. I'll go for a walk. Excuse me, barista? Can I get this in a to-go cup? No, I don't need a lid. That's wasteful. I just need the cup. A cup. No, without the sleeve, just a cup. Okay, you know what? I'm going to come do it myself. It's okay. No, you sit back down on your break.
Darcy is moving quickly but quietly down a hall, going deeper into the palace, not entirely sure which way she's headed or why she's chosen this path, when out in front of her steps a shadowy figure with a long rapier.
Sorry, I was told I had to go to the front. They need a third guard. Excuse me, sir. Oh, wait. No, I guess I should question you. Are you here to be nice?
Absolutely.
Okie doke. Well, that checks out. I gotta get out there. They want three guards. Three. We're gonna protect Celine.
You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
And as Darcy goes to start down the corridor again, a voice stops her from behind her this time.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I remember you.
I'm sorry?
From the glade. I saw you.
Who are you?
An old friend of Blatt's.
Well, if you're a friend of Blatt's, then you must be a friend of mine.
Yeah, when I say friend, I mean we have unfinished business, him and I.
And I turn around to look at who's behind me.
You see a person in a cloak? But there's really no body there, just a pair of eyes staring out at you from the cloak.
You're one of those shadow people, aren't you?
Yes, the Jolly Jester, they call me.
So you met Blatt?
Yes, and I would have killed him if he hadn't done whatever it is he did.
Well, what are you doing here?
Stopping you.
What am I doing?
Trying to get to Celine.
I am, but that's only because I want to tell her how much I love her.
Yeah, right. When I bring her your head.
Excuse me?
She's going to reward me and give me a place on her throne.
So you're just in it for the power.
Uh-huh. And you?
I'm just in it for the moon.
Well, let's see what happens, shall we?
Fine.
And suddenly is a flurry of motion launching at you, Darcy. What do you do?
I try to dodge.
Okay, roll Defy Danger.
What, do I get a plus?
Yeah.
Dex, I guess,
Dex,
right?
Plus one.
That's the 7.
Okay, mixed success. So you just managed to sidestep as you see out of front of the cloak a ghost-like rapier appear and slash at you, and it connects with you, causing you to drop the book.
Okay.
And the book hits the ground, and if you could roll damage for me.
And what's damage?
It's a 1d10.
Oh my gosh, what? Is that this thing?
Yeah.
That's a 6.
Do you have any armor?
Not right now.
So it connects with you moving across, but you sidestep what could have been worse. And he cackles with glee.
This is going to be easier than I thought.
What do you want to do, Darcy?
So
he's slowly circling you, trying to get around behind you.
So I cast Hold Person.
Okay, read me that.
So Hold Person, choose a person you can see. Until you cast the spell or leave their presence, they cannot act except to speak.
Can you see a shadow person?
Well, that's a good question, but I assume I can.
Roll it.
Okay, that's a 7 plus 2 is a 9.
Okay, what happens on a 7?
So on the 7 to 9, the spell is cast, but choose one. I draw unwelcome attention or put myself on the spot. My casting distances me from my deity, which means take -1 on going to cast a spell, or after it is cast, the spell is revoked. So I'll cast it, but have it revoked.
Okay. He freezes in the air, unmoving, just vibrating.
What have you done?
Hopefully this will hold you for a while.
I will find you.
Well, let's hope not. And I grab the book and I just take off as fast as I can down the nearest corridor.
Okay. We return to the giant cave beneath the castle. The giant blue diamond is now humming and thrumming to almost like a heartbeat, echoing throughout this chamber as Blathoxel, wings spread, arcs forward towards Selene, who has not moved from atop her throne.
I was concerned after those two died, but I've got my own idea. This house-sized diamond looks important. Bazooka.
Okay, are you firing?
Vlad fires.
Roll volley. It's plus dex.
Nice.
That would be a 10.
That is a direct hit. The screen pops up, you center it, you pull the trigger, and even as you pull the trigger, you sense movement from the throne out of the corner of your eye. And the missile launches, arcs down, and connects. Roll your damage.
7.
And the shell explodes on impact, sending some shards flying, and you notice the light shifting and the humming becoming a little more erratic. But the crystal appears to still be whole.
Well, that's a shame. Maybe just one more time.
I don't think so, Vlad. Good to see you again. A figure is striding forward across the ground, right next to the crystal. It's been how long, my Blathoxel?
Long enough for me to have this voice.
You've done well, Blathoxel.
I would disagree.
Oh no. You've brought me exactly what I wanted. And now I will take the goddess inside you.
Origu?
Yes.
You can have her.
Perfect.
But before that happens, let's break a shiny thing.
And Vlad fires again at the giant diamond.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Nice.
That would be plus my dexterity, a 12.
That's a game changer.
She goes to lift her hand, and you see her eyes grow a little wide as the projectile streams right past her and impacts with a crystal. And as it hits, she screams in rage. Roll your damage. It's a D8.
Merely a 4.
Explosion impacts. She doesn't move. Like the fireball spreads out around her and then dissipates, and she's still standing there, but the crystal is starting to crack and it's starting to beat in a very erratic fashion. And she does not look happy. Oh, Vlad, I was going to leave you and your husk alone, but not any longer. Vlad, I need you to make a defy danger constitution roll as her eyes change color and actually light stabs out from them up towards you in the air.
12.
A natural 12.
So it's technically a 13.
Yeah.
So Blatt somehow goes into a dive spiral and avoids the looking at her in the eyes as he does so, and she looks a little stunned. And then she raises her other hand, and a wall of flame comes filling the whole air up towards you. Like a wall of flame is now moving at high speed towards you in your dive.
What keeps fluttering in the same spot? It's fire.
Would you like to read me that ability that I forgot about?
Well, there's no real
he's just not
ability
affected by
to talk about. It's just Blatt has never really had a problem with fire.
Right. Okay, and so the wave of fire passes over you and you're feeling a little smug. And when you look up, you realize Celine is 3 inches in front of you. And she kisses you.
Clever girl.
Roll 46 for me. Well, first of all, you got a chance, I guess. If you want to, let's roll Defy Danger. To try and avoid the kiss of death, it's called. Plus dex.
7, 8. Yep.
Okay, you have a choice here. You see her coming in to kiss you, and you could choose in this moment I'm trying to think what the hard move is. Okay, here's what I'm going to give you. You see in this moment when she goes to start kissing you, you see a dagger on her belt at her waist that you have never seen on her before. It is one of the most intricately carved daggers, and it gleams as if otherworldly. And you just instantly know that it could do serious harm. It's a significant weapon. So in that moment of death, you have a choice. You can take the kiss and use that moment to try and grab that dagger, or you can avoid the kiss but plummet down towards the ground because her arms are holding your wings.
We'll plummet.
Okay. You're plummeting towards the ground. She's just holding you as you plummet together, flipping end over end over end, and you hit the ground. Roll 1d4 for me. We'll both take this damage.
Is it the top number?
Yeah, it's the top.
It's a 4.
We both take 4. Okay. And you hit the ice with an explosion of shards in every direction. Oh, Blithoxel. You don't yearn for my affection anymore, do you?
Baby, you got real ugly.
And you see the light glowing in her eyes as she's looking into your face, still arms wrapped around you, lying in the pool of melting ice. And I need you to roll Defy Danger.
That's an 8 plus dexterity is a 9.
Okay, so you're going to take part of this. You manage to rip yourself free from her grip, stumbling backwards, but the glare strikes you. So I need you to roll 1d6, half of it.
5.
Take 5 damage.
Ouch.
So you're stumbling back away from her. Now, Blatt, why don't we pause before I kill you and you give me the goddess that I want, that I yearn for, inside of you, and just allow me to place it in this crystal, or what's left of it.
Or I could give you what every woman wants.
Blatt?
10 million diamond rings.
Flat?
Bazooka.
Don't do it! Flat!
The End of Time and Other Bothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howey. Dialogue, editing, and transcription by Michael Howey. Additional material and sound design by Eli McElvey. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Evelyn Jones, Ryan Cushman, and Kim Bellinger. If you like what you hear, check us out on Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our fabulous fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
This is the one where we're doing a good job of it, right?
You should see Eli's face.
This episode brought to you by Mesclin.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuckett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz 9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the four sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz 9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today. Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz Nine's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I got a trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.